I'm very tired. It's great out here. The first couple of days really have been quite challenging. There's been a lot of mode changes. You know, we had the fearsome front coming over, and I mean, they've just thrown a bit of everything at us, really. And you know, I've known that this boat is hard work to keep it going. You know, all of the evolution's quite hard. And yesterday, after the front went over, just was exhausting. There's just so much to do, and it's just sort of one thing after another. It was quite a full-on day. But I'm really happy with the way the boat's going. I need to eat a bit more for sure, because I keep running out of juice. And I've spent pretty much the whole night alongside Arno in La Michelin, which has focused me somewhat. So yeah, I'm trying to. I mean, I actually had a bit this morning, and I reckon I've got about 3 or 4 hours sort of towards the middle of the day before things start changing again. But I've got a bit of a job list, so I'm kind of going to do job, sleep, job, sleep, job, sleep, and just try and bank a bit of it. And it's funny, you know, I think every time I'm making a decision to change a sail or move a stack around or something like that, I'm actually really having to think, okay, what's the gain and what's the loss to me? Because at the moment, I mean, I know in 2 weeks' time I'm going to be so much stronger. I'm going to be chucking things around and everything will seem easier. But sort of right now, it is literally my body keeps, my fuel dial keeps hovering around empty. So I need to just maybe throttle back a little bit and think about me more than speed, maybe some of the time. Yeah, so I mean, obviously, to go round to the west of it, and I think I should be well clear of. I'm keeping a really good eye on it, and I think I should be well clear of the centre and the bit where the wind's really bad. I think that the interesting or the most difficult bit is going to be what happens after it, actually, because it looks like it's sort of sucked out all the wind out of the vicinity after it. So we need to watch how that develops, but. Certainly, at the moment, I'm fairly happy that I'm not colliding with it, but I'm definitely keeping a watch on it.
I
just keep having to remind myself it's a race around the world, and because it doesn't. I mean, it's still. I'm wondering when it's actually going to land. Probably when I reckon it's, you know, when I've passed Brazil, and it's like, right, okay, well, you don't know this bit, but it kind of. I keep needing to remind myself, and I keep questioning. You know, I keep looking at things and you know, I did a full check on the boat after we went through that front and found a few bits that wiggled loose and just needed to do a few little bits and pieces. And I keep saying to myself, right, you know, there's 3 months of this, and you can't help but look around and go, okay, well, what is it? What's the thing that's going to break? What's going to cause me the problems? I'm on my first vacation of the Vendée Globe. I mean, that's quite monumental. I think that's quite funny.